When you think of Canada, elite football players aren't usually among the first thoughts that come to mind. But that's exactly what David Foucault and Lyndon Gadosh are. I'm Michaela Vernava for Panthers.com. Before they found their way to the gridiron, both Canadians on the Panthers roster began their athletic careers like most kids growing up north of the border, playing hockey. Growing up in Canada, how do you come to play football, and was hockey ever on your radar?
Yeah, it's very hockey. Same as I was young, like 10 years old, I play hockey, and all my side of my family play hockey. But one of my friends, I didn't want to try to play football. I tried to play football, and since I play football, I love it.
Was hockey ever on your radar?
Always was. I played until I was 18. I thought I was going to the NHL, then I just grew too big, and I realized it's time to change sports.
The fifth overall Canadian Football League draft pick, David Foucault, is a 6'8" and 305-pound force on the offensive line. Transitioning onto the Carolina Panthers, he faced more challenges than most American players.
Well, I think it's not the same place. The Canadian football and the American football is more faster, is more bigger. I think that I did the transition. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Foucault has been putting in the work to get acclimated. He even broke the huddle during Monday's practice. And while some of his teammates had some trouble understanding his accent, Coach Rivera thinks highly of Foucault.
Because he's competed. You know, one of the things, it's not just about the stars. It's not just about the supposed leaders. It's not just about, you know, the guys that flash. But it's about the guys that come in and compete and do things consistent. I had Frank Alexander break it down, who's a guy who's been very consistent. He's had a very good camp. Well, you know, David's done a nice job. He's worked hard. He's learned. He's learning our language. But he's a solid young man who's competing. And I thought he deserved it. You know, he did do it in French. And guys are all trying to figure out what it means. So who knows?
Representing Canada on the other side of the ball is defensive tackle Lyndon Gadosh. Gadosh was selected first overall in the 2013 CFL draft, but instead opted to sign as a free agent with Carolina. Gadosh's father, Dave, suffered a brutal back injury while playing football in high school. Because of this, Dave never wanted Lyndon or his brother to step foot on a football field.
He'd always drive around the football field during the fall, just so that we wouldn't see it and wouldn't want to have any desire to play, but eventually it kind of got thrown up into us anyway because we just got too big and got onto the head coach's radar. And, you know, it just kind of went from there. He finally gave in after a little while.
Dave Gadosh's nightmare came true last year when Lyndon suffered a back injury himself and underwent surgery last August to repair a herniated disc.
So what was his reaction when you were injured last year?
He probably was hurt more than I was, it seemed. He wasn't too happy with it, probably a little bit of deja vu popped up. He was paralyzed for a while, so I'm pretty sure he was hoping that wasn't going to happen to me.
Now, having endured a grueling recovery from surgery and healing from an additional foot injury, Gadosh is more than ready to get back out on the field and send a message to other young Canadians.
What's your fan base like back home? Are you kind of pioneering a path for youngsters who might want to play football back in Canada?
I hope so. Like, I really just want to show by example that it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how many people are around you, that, you know, just as long as you believe in yourself and you put in the work, that you can get to wherever you want to be.
I'm Michaela Vernava for Panthers.com.